brought to you by Penguin.
The Art of Stopping Time by Pedram Shoje. Read by John Sackville. Introduction. This is a book about the crazy life we live where time is always scarce. We're all struggling to find time in our lives, but somehow there's less of it to go around each year. We're too tired to think, too wired to focus, less efficient than we want to be, and guilty about not getting enough time with our loved ones. Our perception of the scarcity of time is coupled with the epidemic of stress in the modern world. Stress makes us feel like the walls are closing in on us, which certainly doesn't help us feel better about time. We live in a culture that has lost the script and is absolutely frantic about the loss of time. This concern about time is warranted. Time is the currency of life. We have a certain amount of heartbeats to save a life and really taste it. Our time with our families, loved ones, pets, and hobbies is precious and we cherish it. We also trade our time for money. This money buys us shelter, food, vacations, and college for our kids. We can also squander our money wastefully, and it's as though we never had that time at all. We develop health issues when we're less conscious of time. We then wish we had some time back to make things right. Time is all we've got, and it's our most valuable gift in life. When we run out, well, the game is over. We can look back, but we can't get it back. When we don't have a positive connection with the flow of time, we lack purpose. We wander around aimlessly squandering the time we have, only to regret it later. We get so lost in time that we can't even stop to look at the future and think through the impact of decisions today. We see this on a personal level, but also at a societal one. Our biggest political and environmental issues all stem from our personal relationship with time, which is in distress. We can't slow down. We can't stop consuming and polluting. We all know that we feel starved for time, but what are we actually doing about it? Precious little. This book is designed to change that and bring us back to a healthier connection with time. By adjusting our relationship with time and finding our center, we can take ownership of our commitments and reprioritize where our valuable time is spent and with whom. In a world where everything is available to us in an endless stream of information and opportunity, the onus is on us to control the gates and take ownership of our time. Our energy, our money, and our time are linked in ways we often don't think about. This book teaches us how, in a simple, easy-to-follow, and proven methodology. My goal is to guide you towards what I call time prosperity, which means having the time to accomplish what you desire in life without feeling compressed, stressed, overburdened, or hurried. Time prosperity brings us peace, better decisions, better health, more family time, and a realignment of our priorities in a way that helps us bring fulfillment and purpose back. If you can control your relationship with time and achieve time prosperity, you'll bring down your stress, have more energy, gain more fulfillment, and actually get more done. So, how do we achieve time prosperity? We learn to stop time. In this book, I will walk you through ancient spiritual practices and practical life skills that help us stop time by tapping into our innate wisdom, taking control of our calendars, and developing solid boundaries around time commitment. Think of this as the practice of mindful time management. At the heart of this book, I walk you through a practice called a 100-day gong. Based on an ancient Chinese practice, a gong is a designated amount of time that you allot to perform a specific task every day. You pick a particular practice, or set of practices, and designate them as your gong, and diligently practice them every day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?